Right, delighted to say Joe Burgess joins me again. You must have enjoyed that out there today. Everything seemed to go right. How did you finish that last try? I thought you were in touch.
Well, I've just seen a picture of it and I'm a mile out, to be honest. I'm a mile out, but I got told that the touch judge got taken out slightly, you know, as the team passed it me.
Right.
So, to be fair to him, you probably didn't see, you probably just seen the last bit where I was hovering above the fourth.
You'll take that though. If you get the golden boot at the end of the season, you'll take it, won't
too
you?
Too right, I will.
How do you sum up that performance today? I mean, I don't think anybody was expecting that, but today, some of the stuff that you did, it was like stuff you'd do on the training pitch. And did you have that confidence to do things like set moves from a scrum and things like that?
Well, after the start, we went 6 points behind, and I honestly thought it was going to be one of the toughest games of this year. But as soon as it was just a snowball effect for them. Nothing went right for them and everything went right for us. Like you said, it was like being on a training paddock. Our skills on today was quite sharp, offloads and
How does it feel when that you get that roll on? Does the confidence just grow and you just try everything, don't you? Everything seems to come off.
It feels very good, and especially when you're not blowing at your ass all game.
Yeah, and you've got Brody Croft, Mark Snead, Ryan Briley, all these guys in the pivots putting you in as well.
Yeah, they were quality today. They really run the show. And even when we went 20...
He did you today, didn't they? See you, mate.
20, 30 points up, and they're still saying patience, and they're still organising the show, so... Yeah, credit to them.
It was a crossroads game today, wasn't it? You know, defeat today would have taken second bottom in the table. A big victory. You've got Warrington away next week. Now, got to build on that and start looking at the table.
100%. And it's another team next week who's in a similar position to us, just like sniffing around that area. So
they just can't score.
Yeah. So as long as... Yeah. I mean, that's going to help us today, the points difference. I think we got told in the chain rooms that it's the record.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Salford's record, so big boost, big confidence boost for us all, and yeah, just need to take it to next week, man.
Thanks very much for speaking to us, mate.
Thank you.
All the best. Cheers. See you next week.